Good morning, 8:32 here, Fremont's Morning Mix, and every Friday morning at this time, dun-da-da-da, Janet, it is time for...
The First State Bank DJ of the day.
Yeah, all right. We're going to talk about the Hispanic Festival Main Street is putting on. Melissa Powell here with Jasmine DeLuna. Welcome. Nice to have you guys here.
Good morning.
Yeah. Pull those mics nice and close, please. Okay. There we go. Closer. Yeah. Okay.
Melissa, bring it up. You're a little tall.
Well,
she is.
I am a little tall.
I mean, I was probably over there earlier. It was like at the ground level.
All right. So we have that's coming up not this weekend, but the next weekend already. Man.
It's coming quick.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Next Saturday. Yes. I'm very excited. Lots of fun things that we have planned. Entertainment and music and food and dancers and the parade and art. There's just something for everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I know the first one, the weather wasn't really that great, but we still had an incredible turnout.
Yes.
So you're probably expecting same thing?
We are hoping, yeah. We've been trying to get the word out quite a bit, and we've got a lot of people who... The great thing about the community in Fremont is they're so passionate about this, and everybody is jumping in to help out and plan a really great event. So we think we're going to have a really good turnout for it.
Does it seem like you're having more inquiries?
Yes, definitely. Definitely a lot of interest. We've got some great sponsors that we have. We've got some great vendors that are going to be there. Of course, some great food vendors, which everybody always looks forward to. Then we've got dancers, and the mariachis are going to be there. We're going to be crowning the queen and princess of the Hispanic Festival, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I imagine John C. Fremont City Park is going to look kind of like it does for John C. Fremont days.
Yes, it's going to be pretty similar, yes.
Pretty full, yes. That's for sure. Do you have any idea on the varieties of foods you're going to see?
Tacos for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking there's going to be, what do you call the corn with the different flavors?
Elote.
Yeah. Some of that for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Be plenty of things for people to sample.
So I'm going to have that. I've never had that before. Oh. And everybody tells me it's delish.
It is. Mm-hmm. You have to have that. It's hard to go back after you've had it.
Okay. Elote?
Elote.
Yep.
Do you think, I'm just guessing, but I would say probably every one of our Mexican restaurants here in town, or almost every one, is going to be participating, don't you think, Jasmine?
In one way or another, yes.
Yeah.
So some are trying to get into the parade, which everyone is welcome to do a parade entry. And so they're all excited and they're all looking forward to it.
Whoever is coordinating the parade is always, boy, you have to have... Because a lot of people like to do it last minute, don't they?
Yes.
It's like air traffic control.
It is.
Getting everything
yeah, people
all lined
coming
up.
In over here. Hey, and we want to do this. And can we have a float? Can we not?
Yes.
Can we spray water on people?
No.
Depends on the weather that day, I would say.
Yep.
Yeah, we are really excited about the parade. We have this year, the theme is Pride of Culture. So it's going to be really interesting to learn about all the different Hispanic cultures. Like even here in town, you know, we've got El Salvadorian, we've got Guatemalan, we've got Honduras, we have Mexico, we have Cuba, and it's just really interesting to be able to see those different cultures. And if anybody is still interested in being part of the parade and showing pride in their culture, please reach out to me. You can email me at director@mainstreetfremont.org or hit me up on Facebook on Main Street, and we'd love to get you involved.
And it doesn't have to be a big float. It can be a group of people, family members, and in your traditional dress and a banner, or carrying your country's flag or your culture's flag, rather. So, it doesn't have to be a big, major undertaking. No. There's still plenty of time to get in.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know, have there been other cities here in Nebraska that have been holding Hispanic festivals of any kind?
Oh, yes. Omaha has a very large Hispanic festival, and I believe...
Does Norfolk do one?
Norfolk is planning one. I think they're going to start it.
I want to say it might be their first one.
Yes. Oh, okay. Because I would think Grand Island would be a perfect spot for holding a Hispanic festival. But Omaha, I know, definitely has a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a great. And then also, as part of the Hispanic festival, the art gallery, every time I do that, is highlighting a artist. Pamela Tarragon and Tarragano.
Tarango.
Tarango.
Okay.
Miss Melissa Claire. So, and she does some beautiful 2D, 3D artwork, and it's going to be up the entire month of September at the art gallery. But it'll be available to see during the art during the Hispanic Festival as well. You can hit that up as you're heading over to the Opera House to see the Estrada Brothers Band. And
yeah, I was going to say Estrada Brothers should be pretty good too over at the Opera House parking lot. So
yes, and they're gonna. It's my understanding they're going to be having food over there as well and margaritas.
Yes.
And it's free admission.
It is free admission. Yes, wonderful. And the if you've never heard of them, the Estrada Brothers are wonderful. So
yeah, that should be fun. So later that night, there's more entertainment, right?
There is. On 4th and Park, there's going to be a beer garden and
concert.
And band, yes. And the band is, I'm going to refer to Jasmine on the band.
Oh, she's looking. She's looking.
La Banda Santa Cruz. So,
yes.
Yeah, that should be good then. Yes, it'll be fun just for people to come out and experience it and hit downtown Fremont on a Saturday night. Should be a load of fun too.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're always fun when you're outside and people are all mingling together and you see your neighbors and it's just a different atmosphere. It's really fun.
And it looks like we're going to have good weather.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know if it stays like this, it'll be perfect. That'd be good.
That's what the weatherman says anyway.
I try to make it good.
Except for today, it's going to be a little hot. But
Yeah.
It's okay.
Sweat's okay.
Sweat's okay.
Yeah. All right, how about we take a break? We'll play a song. You picked out little Selena, and we'll go from there. How about that?
Sounds good.
We're in the middle of our first State Bank Guest DJ show this morning. Melissa Powell and Jasmine DeLuna with us talking Hispanic Festival with Main Street Fremont. And that is coming up. Not this weekend, next Saturday. And we'll be there live at the park. We have a lot of fun. It's Morning Mix, 844. As picked out by, did Jasmine pick that one out? Or did you pick that one out, Melissa?
I actually picked that one out. Okay. I love the Selena movie. And so that one.
Oh, that was a good movie. I like that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the Hispanic Festival. Main Street Fremont is kind of heading up, along with a lot of organizations.
Yes.
It's more than, you're kind of the person organizing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to quarrel the cats, but we've got so many great organizations that are involved in it. Pretty much all the organizations, the Fremont Family Coalition, the Chamber,
GFDC.
I was looking for. Yes, so many. Three Rivers, so many great.
The school and businesses,
yes,
too.
A lot of businesses. The schools are involved. Churches are involved. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really great thing to be a part of, just how everyone's working so well together. It's really fun.
Yeah, all these different events makes you want to do something downtown. And I know you've been, the Creative District is something that we're hoping is going to happen in downtown Fremont, right?
Yes, and that's another thing that all of the organizations and have been coming together to work on, and it's been a really, really fun thing to see that come into fruition. Working on just bringing a more creative aspect to downtown Fremont to give us a specific district where we can do some arts and things, so it'd be really, really a fun thing to see.
So is the survey still out there?
It is.
That people can,
yes, absolutely.
And how do people access that? Basically what it is you're asking people to take a survey so you can kind of get a feel for what people want.
Yes, exactly. You know, we want to do improvements and we want a better downtown, but we don't want to do something that the community at large isn't interested in. We want to make sure that whatever we're doing is drawing more people into Fremont and realizing what we have downtown. So they can go on to any of the Facebook pages for the city or website for the city. It is on there that they can go out and fill that out. And I mean, this is your opportunity. Don't tell us later that this isn't what you wanted if you did not fill out the survey. Please let us know.
So, please go there and get your input in there, because it is definitely needed so everybody can kind of get a feel for what's going to happen downtown.
Yes. And we're kind of kicking that off a little bit, too, with our art walk this October. It's going to be a really fun day of businesses and artists coming together to where businesses are opening up a space for artists to be able to sell their art or showcase their art, or some of it is going to be, some places are going to have singers, some places are going to have performance art. So it's going to be a really, really fun event downtown for that as well.
So I'm not a big drinker, but for an event like that, it'd be kind of fun if you could have a glass of wine, not a glass, but yes, just to walk through all the different places, right?
Yes, it really would. We are trying to, we probably won't be able to make that happen this year, but we're trying to set it up so that we can set up downtown during those days as a specific district that we can be able to do that, like kind of like for the wine walk,
yeah,
where you,
yeah,
can just go, yeah, around from place to place. And that is nice because as we are also having artists in a lot of the restaurants, so when you're going from place to place, you can do that. You can check out some art and stop at one place and have a drink and stop at another place and have an appetizer and,
yeah,
make,
yeah,
a whole night of it. So.
Yeah, that is. That makes it for a nice little community space downtown for sure. The speakers, how's that been going?
It has been going great. I've been trying out some different music downtown and having a lot of good reaction to it, and everybody seems to be enjoying it.
So I like listening to the music outside of my office. I can hear it from inside my office, and I love it.
That's cool. Yeah.
Got out the other day, and I got out to Rosanna. I had usually gotten out to like smooth jazz, yes, or whatever. And I was like, hey, downtown is rocking.
We're trying.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Good.
Yeah, to those of you who may not know what we're talking about, there is a whole speaker system now throughout downtown Fremont, right?
Yes.
How many do you have any idea how many speakers that is? Approximate? But it goes all the way down.
It does. It goes from Park to on Main Street and goes down from 6th to 1st. So we're covering the majority of downtown. Trying not to do a lot too far over where there's residential, obviously, we
right,
don't want. But yeah, it's been a really great, and it's a speaker system where we don't have it yet. It's still in order, but we have a microphone that can hook up to it. So if anybody's having events downtown, you can get a hold of me and you can use that to announce things like car shows,
yeah,
parades. So it's a really great community, and we can do alerts on it if there's something from the city. So mm-hmm, it's a great tool to have downtown. It just makes it more fun down there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Again, the Hispanic Festival, which we've been talking about, is coming up next weekend. It'll be Saturday all day. Is there something that kicks it off, or are there any sort of pancakes or anything, or
there
breakfast?
There isn't. We are kicking it off with the parade at noon.
Okay.
And then after, from noon to 1, and then 1 o'clock, we start with the festival in the park. And that goes until 5 o'clock. We have a lineup of different, of course, the DJ and dancers and the mariachis, and mm-hmm, some bands are coming in. And then 4:30 to 6:30 at the Opera House for Estrada Brothers.
Yep.
And then over to the parking lot at 4th and Park behind the new Renitas Club for some fun over there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Yeah.
And we get to be there too.
Yeah.
We're going to
be
there
fun
with our prize wheels. So yep, stop by and
giving away all
hi
kinds of stuff. So
we love that. We love to see everybody.
Yeah. How about we play one more, and then we'll come back, kind of wrap things up this morning, as we'll pick up the pace a little bit this morning, okay? Little Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine here at 8:50. Stop dancing, Janet, okay?
Well, we all were. Jeez. Why are you throwing it on me? That's where we're all going around the studio.
Well, you're the only one working up a sweat, so
I'm a sweaty person. What can I say?
We're in the middle of our first State Bank SDJ show this morning, and Melissa Powell from Main Street Fremont here, along with Jasmine DeLuna from First State Bank, the main bank here at just west of 23rd and Bell, talking Hispanic Festival. So again, just remind our listeners where they can find all the information.
Absolutely. You can go to Main Street's Facebook page or mainstreetfremont.org, our website. We have information there. Feel free to reach out to me on my email or through Facebook. We're really excited about it, and we're looking forward to everyone being able to come out. So, and I thank First State for letting me come on and talk about it for their DJ day. So.
Yeah, for sure. Deadline on parade entries would be, when would be the last day?
I mean, we would like to know by Thursday.
Okay.
So that would be the 8th, but I know there's going to be a few that slip in, but the earlier you get in, then we can get it organized better. So help us.
Yeah. Yeah. Get them all set up the way you want
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. And makes it easier for the participants too. So they know where they're going. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Jasmine, bank business, things going on. I know very busy, mortgages and all that kind of stuff.
Events so far, I don't think so. But there's always a lot going on with merger. So with Two Rivers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know there's quite a few events. I'm just not quite up to date right now.
On all of them. That's yes. Okay. You don't have, you're not that person.
I don't have my calendar in front of me. Yeah. So otherwise I'd probably have a list.
Good deal.
So all First State Bank was at the Back to Business Bash at Midland. Were you,
yes, were you there? I was actually just there. So
yeah. That was fun, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes. There's a lot of companies there and it's always nice seeing familiar faces and if not the new ones. And we just did a $100 giveaway and one Midland student was a lucky winner.
I saw that on your Facebook page. Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome. That was great.
Yeah,
it was a fun event.
Like money, so yeah. That works yes. really yes. well.
Yeah. Once you say you only have to do a couple questions, they're in
yeah.
for the
yeah.
money.
Yeah, they're in.
And, you know, it's great if you can find some part-time employees too. You know,
yeah.
I know with all the different branches, you're definitely looking for people.
Yep, I think right now we only have one part-time position that we're actually looking for, but wow. there's always some more, and it's always nice having yeah. applicants,
definitely.
People that are interested.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. That's our First State Bank SDJ show this morning. I'm not sure who's next week. I have to give Cindy a call and find out who's coming in next
week.
She's
been in Ireland, so she's a little preoccupied.
She'll be coming off of that, so we'll talk to her. Well, I won't call her till Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday morning at like 7.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. 8:57. We'll let Tim McGraw take us right to 9 o'clock here, Fremont's Morning Mix. Have yourself a good one. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.